Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast, is a podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now I'm living my best French life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Continuing the collaboration with the French History Podcast about the amazing James Hemings and Thomas Jefferson, one of the enslaved chefs of the French president, who was the first American to be trained as a French chef, and the latter an American president that had a love of French food, I thought I'd bring you one of the recipes that Hemings brought to the US after his training in France. It's one of my favorite dishes to have for dessert. In France, it's called an île flottante and can be seen on many dessert menus, but Hemings would call it snow eggs. Sit back. Turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson, maybe some of that delicious French cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, James Hemings' recipe for snow eggs. Snow eggs, or île flottante, or œufs à la neige, as they're known in France, are wonderful poached meringues that sit on a custard or a crème anglaise. The name snow was attributed to the whipping of the egg whites until they looked fluffy and stiff like snow. In 1747, Hannah Glass recorded in her cookbook, The Art of Cooking Made Plain and Easy, a recipe for floating island. Glass was an English cook, but her recipe bears no resemblance to the recipe we now know for today's version of an île flottante, or snow eggs. There is a note in a letter from Benjamin Franklin in 1771 about having a floating island dessert, but as far as we can tell, James Hemings' version that we know today was his own creation and is now enjoyed around the US and France, and even around the world. Here is James Hemings' original recipe for snow eggs. It serves four. And the ingredients you'll need are 5 eggs, 6 ounces of sugar, 1 tablespoon of powdered sugar, 2 cups of whole milk, 1/2 teaspoon of rose water or orange blossom water, small pinch of salt, and honey to serve. And the method? Make the crème anglaise by separating your eggs into 2 containers and put the egg whites aside. Over a medium heat the milk, sugar, and about 1/4 teaspoon of either the rose or orange blossom water in a small saucepan, stirring occasionally. When the milk is simmering but not boiling, add the egg yolks, whisking continuously. Continue whisking over a medium heat until the mixture has begun to thicken and coats the back of a wooden spoon. Place a mixing bowl full of ice in the sink and place a smaller bowl inside it to chill. Once the mixture has thickened, but while it is still runny enough to pour, run through a fine mesh sieve into the smaller bowl and leave this to chill, stirring occasionally. Place in the fridge to chill further. Make the meringue by beating the egg whites, powdered sugar, a small pinch of salt, and another 1/4 teaspoon of rose water or orange blossom water until the whites are stiff and shiny, or until you can turn the vessel bottom upward without their leaving it, in Hemming's words. Poach the meringue by placing a wide, shallow pan of water on a medium-high heat. As it comes to a simmer, line a large plate or baking tray with paper towels. Use a large tablespoon and scoop a generous dollop of the egg white mixture into the simmering pan of water, where it will float. You should be able to fit 2 or 3 in there depending on the size of your pan. After 2 minutes of poaching, very carefully flip over the meringues and then poach for another 2 minutes. Then lift out and drain on paper towels. Serve each person 2 or 3 meringues along with a generous serving of the cold crème anglaise. Drizzle with honey to taste. The dessert is already very sweet. If you're enjoying this episode, then you should check out more of Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, the Story Of series. We've talked about other fabulous chefs and how they've made history in one way or another in French food. Some of the people we've discovered have been the father of French cooking, some would say, Marie-Antoine Carême, Auguste Escoffier, who set up the working processes in today's commercial kitchens, Eugène Brasier, who many would say is the mother of French cooking, and another fabulous French woman who founded the acclaimed Le Cordon Bleu, Elizabeth Brassart. To learn more about these fabulous French chefs and cooks and their stories, then check out Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, and search The Story Of. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. Fabulously Delicious is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can check out other fabulous shows at evergreenpodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed this recipe from James Hemmings. Give it a go and let me know how it went and how it tasted by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the Professional Book Nerds. 2 Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!